mirror, Hatsumomo said. A mirror has no color, Awaji-san.
Of course it does. It's a sparkly gray. When you look at a mirror, all you see is yourself. But I know a pretty color when I find it.
Do you? Well, it isn't so pretty to me. I once saw a dead man fished out of the river, and his tongue was just the same color as her eyes.
Maybe you're just too pretty yourself to be able to see it elsewhere,
Awajumi said, opening an account book and picking up his pen.
Anyway, let's register the girl. Now, Chio, is it? Tell me your full name, Chio, and your place of birth.
The moment I heard these words, I had an image in my mind of Satsu staring up at Awajumi, full of confusion and fear. She must have been in this same room at some time or other. If I had to register, surely she'd had to register too.
Sakamoto is my last name, I said. I was born in the town of Yoroido. You may have heard of it, sir, because of my older sister Satsu.
I thought Hatsumomo would be furious with me, but to my surprise, she seemed almost pleased about the question I'd asked.
If she's older than you, she'd have registered already, Awajumi said. But I haven't come across her. I don't think she's in Gion at all.
Now, Hatsumomo's smile made sense to me. She'd known in advance what Awajumi would say. If I'd felt any doubts whether she had really spoken to my sister as she claimed, I felt them no longer. There were other geisha districts in Kyoto, though I didn't know much about them. Satsu was somewhere in one of them, and I was determined to find her. When I returned to the Okia, Auntie was waiting to take me to the bathhouse down the street. I'd been there before, though only with the elderly maids, who usually handed me a small towel and a scrap of soap and then squatted on the tile floor to wash themselves, while I did the same. Auntie was much kinder and knelt over me to scrub my back. I was surprised that she had no modesty whatsoever and slung her tube-shaped breasts around as if they were nothing more than bottles. She even whacked me on the shoulder with one several times by accident. Afterward, she took me back to the Okia and dressed me in the first silk kimono I'd ever worn, a brilliant blue with green grasses all around the hem and bright yellow flowers across the sleeves and chest. Then she led me up the stairs to Hatsumomo's room. Before going in, she gave me a stern warning not to distract Hatsumomo in any way or do anything that might make her angry. I didn't understand it at the time, but now I know perfectly well why she was so concerned. Because, you see, when a geisha wakes up in the morning, she is just like any other woman. Her face may be greasy from sleep and her breath unpleasant. It may be true that she wears a startling hairstyle even as she struggles to open her eyes, but in every other respect, she's a woman like any other, and not a geisha at all. Only when she sits before her mirror to apply her makeup with care does she become a geisha. And I don't mean that this is when she begins to look like one. This is when she begins to think like one, too.